As you've now heard, today the U.S. House of Representatives passed a replacement for the Affordable Care Act, best known as Obamacare. And this version is different from a version the House failed to pass just weeks ago. One key feature is a provision that allows states to opt out of certain coverage and create what's known as high-risk pools for health insurance. These are not new. They have been tried before in many states, including North Carolina. Our pool ended after Obamacare came into effect. To learn more about high-risk pools and their track record, we called Karen Politz. She's a senior fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation, a health policy think tank.
Before Obamacare, high-risk pools were pretty much a state ballgame. The federal government just provided a little bit of financial help. The new House bill would put roughly $100 billion on the table over the next 9 years for states to use for high-risk pools, but that same pot would be available for them to use for other purposes, like replacing the cost-sharing subsidies that get repealed and paying safety net providers to take care of the increased number of people who would become uninsured.
But overall, these high-risk pools were created because they were meant for people who were uninsurable. Insurance mm-hmm. companies would not pick up their tab because they had pre-existing conditions or they were deemed too expensive to cover.
Yep.
So how quickly could this $100 billion dissipate using just high-risk pools, in your opinion?
Oh, it could all get used up for that, and probably more would still be needed from the state. So high-risk pools are, by their very nature, an expensive undertaking. These are programs that cover people who, you know, have cancer and MS and hepatitis and diabetes. Their claims can easily reach $100,000 a year. So even if they pay premiums, you know, $1,000 a month even, their claims are going to be way more than whatever premium revenue comes in. So those losses have to be financed, and that's what makes state high-risk pools expensive.
Now, earlier you mentioned there were a number of states that had their own high-risk pools before Obamacare, and North Carolina was one of them.
Yep.
Walk us through what North Carolina's high-risk pool looked like, and I'm wondering if it was effective.
Well, so they were one of the last states to set up one of these programs. So it had only been operating for a couple of years when Obamacare took effect. North Carolina's pool had about 8,000 people in it at its peak, which is only about 2% of the number of state residents who were buying non-group coverage. So they weren't taking, you know, many of the high-risk individuals out of the marketplace. Remember, this is an endeavor where you lose money on every transaction, so volume doesn't really help in that respect. So in order to keep enrollment low, North Carolina's pool adopted features that most other state pools adopted. They set the premiums high at twice the rate that people would have paid had they been able to buy insurance in the private market. They excluded from coverage the very pre-existing condition that made you eligible for the pool in the first place. So for the first year that you were enrolled, if you were, you know, had been turned down for cancer, it wouldn't pay for your cancer treatment for the first year. High-risk pool coverage in North Carolina had a $5,000 a year per person deductible, had a lifetime limit of $1 million, and it had other kind of dollar limits on certain extensive coverage services like rehabilitation.
But I want to go back to something you just said there. The very condition that made you eligible for the high-risk pool would not be covered.
Yep. Not for the first year. Yeah.
And then after that, it would be?
Yeah. So you'd have to pay premiums for a year, and then in the second year, you would start to get coverage for your cancer.
Hmm. How effective were these pools? Did they get the job done?
You know, I think for people who could get in, it was absolutely lifeline coverage. So it made a huge, big difference. But, you know, most people couldn't get in because of all of these barriers. And they still weren't cheap. Nationwide, the 35 state high-risk pools in the United States covered just over 200,000 people in 2011 at the peak of enrollment. And the cost to the states to cover those people, even after they collected all the premiums, was $1.2 billion that year.
Karen Politz with Kaiser Family Foundation, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.